When I was a kid, White Fang was my soulmate. I wanted freedom. I wanted peace. I longed to run to the woods and feel the cold winter air rushing past my face. I was an expert howler. I started at a medium pitch, transitioned into a higher one, and faded into a low growl. Sharp transition. The sound of a basketball against the pavement, bees buzzing in the air, crows, other birds. I sat a safe distance from my older siblings playing basketball in the driveway, and watched the ants crawling in and out of their little mounds. I tried to stop them from crawling out onto the court where the dangers of running feet awaited, but I failed. So I watched as they journeyed down into the unknown, unaware of the dangers ahead. Then it suddenly hit me. The ants were hot in the summer heat. So I went and grabbed the hose. A turning squeak followed by the slow build of the sound of running water. I was bathing the heat-soaked mounds when I remembered my mother complaining about the ants on the side of the driveway. I suddenly turned from a gentle benefactor to a cold-hearted Terminator who would drown this nuisance. My childhood memories melt into one. I could not say whether it was Teresa, William, or Sarah who were playing basketball that day. Did Michael pull up in his yellow banana? Sound of a breaking car. And insist on taking us to the beach? Did I journey into the woods with Rachel afterwards? Did I stare at the deer bones or the bullets in the piece of metal? Did Alex come with us to the swamp? Feet squishing in the mud. Did I go play with my neighbors who were forbidden to go into the woods? Or did I go into the backyard and stare at the little flowers growing out of the mold? Does it matter? Does it matter?